Okay, last week we just started Simen Resh Mem Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's just start again from the beginning. We just began the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Na'alf. Let's just start again. Afilu Misha Tzarech L'Acherim, even someone who has to come on to other people, Im Yesh Lo Ma'at Mishalo, if he has a little of his own, Tzarech L'Zoris Atzno L'Chabed Es HaShabbos, he has to be alacritous to honor the Shabbos. Okay, so he makes a little bit of money during the week, and he doesn't have to take from others. So, okay. So, therefore, what he means to say is you should minimize on your expenses during the week, the little that you have, in order that you should have for Shabbos, to give honor for the Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, Karoy, properly, as we'll see in a second. Okay, so let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. Hinei ikar mitzvahs oneg Shabbos nishmar shlanu al yidei nevim. The main mitzvah of oneg Shabbos was described by the nevim. K'moshe nemar, it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'karoso l'Shabbos oneg, you will call the Shabbos a delight. V'yesh poskim, there are those poskim who hold the sefirlahu that we hold. The ikarahu min haTorah, this is primary a biblical mitzvah. That you have to have oynik Shabbos. Shabbos hu b'chlal mikroi kodesh. That Shabbos is part of the mikroi kodesh, the yomim tovim. Shenemar, it says, b'yom ha'shvi'i Shabbos shabboson mikro kodesh. That the seventh day is a Shabbos, and it's called mikro kodesh. It's called a day of a holy day. Mikro kodesh, and what do we know about mikro kodesh in general? Pershu chazal, the rabbis explained in the Sifra, V'hainu l'kacho u'l'chabdo, to sanctify it and honor it, b'ksus nekia, with clean garments, u'l'ango, and to delight in it, b'oneg achila shesia, with the delight of eating and drinking. Okay, so therefore, according to that, if there's an Indian of oneg, just like we have, you have the oneg with these physical things that it provides. So let's take a look just on that point, the Piskei Tshuva. Okay, 2 points. First point, the ones that say there are those who hold that having Oinig Shabbos is Doraisa. And there's a lot of discussion in the Chronim and the Poskim. The Ber Halacha concludes that even though the Maskana, the conclusion of the Poskim is that Oinig Shabbos is rabbinic, but Sudas Shabbos with bread is biblical. And there's a lot of discussion over there. And still in all, you have to be careful very much with Kavod and Oneg Shabbos. Women are chayev like men with Oneg Shabbos. And then there's a whole discussion of, again, why we don't make a bracha on Oneg Shabbos. If it's a mitzvah to have Oneg Shabbos, even if it's only drabbanan, why don't you make a bracha on this? And sometimes you're not obliged to have a meal. Let's say a person is very full or he's very delicate or
it's fasting from a dream.
Just, right. So therefore, and also it's not a set thing. In other words, you make a bracha, this is the mitzvah, and I'm finished with the mitzvah. If it's not a set thing, it's hard to make a bracha on that. Some say, interestingly for the women at least, that for the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos on the candle, you yoytz and all the other pleasures of Shabbos, because the candle is also part of the Oneg Shabbos. Some say that's included in the Kiddush, the Kaddish Shabbos. Okay. Anyway, so that's dealing with the bracha. Now, what is Kavod Shabbos? As the Torah will discuss later in Simen Reish Samach, covet Shabbos is to wash your body, cut your hair, cut your nails, have clean clothes, nice clothes, clean clothes. The table is set with a tablecloth, clean tablecloth, a white one. You eat with nice dishes. All the other houses, the rooms in the house are clean. And even during as Shabbos enters, during the entire Shabbos, the table shouldn't be dirty. Other houses shouldn't be dirty. And that light should come in all to the rooms. And what is Oneg Shabbos? To delight with different special foods of fish and meat that are tasty, and good wine and other tasty dishes and drinks. Every place according to the minig and to the health of a person. And sleep is also part of the Oneg Shabbos. All things will be elaborated on. And other things that give a person delight. Okay, now, even though all these things are Oneg Shabbos and a mitzvah, you have to be careful not to overdo it and become so physically engrossed in that. Yes, because the main goal of the covet and the oneg, the physical and covet and oneg, is so that the soul should be able to delight in clinging to Hashem with Torah and Tefillah, because it's more of an expansiveness of mind and more of peace and tranquility without the body being, so bothered with the physical needs of making money and things like that. So, and that's what it says. It says, Ma'anek es ha-Shabbos. It says you delight in the Shabbos, and not one delights himself on Shabbos. The goal is to delight in the Shabbos, not in oneself. And all the laws of covenant and Shabbos, even if a person is alone in his house, wherever you are, you have to do these things for covenant Shabbos. And all these rules are even if you're alone and nobody's with you. Okay. Now, then the Piskei Tshuva continues on that last part of the Mishnah Berurah of eating and drinking and things like that. Now, that's all Oneg Shabbos. How about the mitzvah of Simcha? Is there a mitzvah of Simcha? So, he says, really, we're commanded to have Simcha on Yontif and not on Shabbos. And therefore, the reason we're commanded to have meat and wine on Shabbos, okay, so we're not commanded, usually on Yontif we're commanded to have meat and wine because that brings Simcha. So if there's no mitzvah Simcha, why are we commanded to have meat and wine? Only because they're important, and that lends to the covet of the Shabbos. And certainly one should be is prohibited to pain oneself and to be in sadness on Shabbos. But it's more for the show the importance for Shabbos. There's a Sifri that says in Baloischa on the words Ubiyom Simchaschem, that Shabbos. So that's referring to the spiritual Simcha, where Shabbos brings an inner Simcha, and from the essence of the day, because Hashem brings His Shechina down to Jewish people, and we merit to have the extra soul. And therefore, your heart gets straightened out, and you merit to have simcha, as it says, "Uli yishrei lev simcha." So those of a straight heart have simcha. So that's going to be a result of the spiritual dimensions over there. However, on yontif, there's an extra added dimension of giving simcha to the body. So there's an aspect of simcha to the body on yontif, and on Shabbos, there's an aspect of oneg to the body, but simcha to the nisham. Okay, let's continue now in the Mishnah Berurah. V'fligu chazal ma'od b'mitzvah zu, and the rabbis spoke a lot about this mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. V'amarun, they say, d'chol ha'ma'aniges ha'shabbos, anyone who takes delight in the Shabbos, noisnin lo'inachala b'li meitzorim, he receives an inheritance that has no boundaries. Venitzol mishibud malchus, and he's saved from subjugation from other kingdoms. Vezocha avur zelashiris, and you merit through this to have wealth. Look over there in the Gemara there, Vayinot Shom, Kama Mamorim, means that many statements that the rabbis say about this. Vinei, Kanishbar continues. Begeter mitzvah, we talk about the definitions of this mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos and how to enjoy it. Yeshlosha Mamor Chazalbosa. There's three statements of the rabbis regarding Oinik Shabbos. Number one, Hada Amru, it says in the Gemara there, Ditzarech, that you have to spend a lot of money on this mitzvah, and you do that by La'ango, to have delight, Bidogim Gedolim, with big fish, Viroshe Shumin, and fat heads.
Garlic.
What?
Garlic.
Well, garlic heads. Vitavshel Shol Trudin, and Trudin with beets, or Trudin?
I don't know the English. Mangle Wurzels.
Okay, anyway, that's a delicacy. Shazah Yamachel Chashm's name. That was a very important
plant.
What?
A beet-like plant.
A beet-like plant. And it was a chashm food in their days. In every place, according to what their custom is, regards to important foods. So now you could say it's lamb, or things like that, steak. Those are good foods. You should delight in foods and drinks that are important, that is considered a oinig. Okay, look in the brackets. Ufishamina stam, and normally speaking, rove b'nei adam ikri inuga basvayan. Since most people do get pleasure out of meat and wine, umigdanos and delicacies, lakach isa b'simin reishon sif keis. We'll see later on in the Shulchan Aruch, the yarba basvayan inugas v'yichol. The person should increase with meat and wine and delicacies according to his ability. So this is the first aspect of oinig Shabbos, is having foods that are tasty. Let's take a look at the Piskei Tshuva on this. However, if eating and drinking will ill affect his health, he can refrain from it. In other words, if eating is going to make him sick, then he shouldn't eat it. But a person who's healthy, the rabbis forbid the person to fast and cause pain to himself on Shabbos with all types of self-flagellations causing pain to the body. Even if his intentions are to atone for sins, it's completely osur. Okay? Even though you're allowed to minimize or to eliminate certain types of foods and specialty items, if he feels that according to his level that will make him more of a physical person or make him too weighted down from the food, it won't enable to his avodas Hashem, he can certainly minimize. You don't have to go overboard and have a 2-pound steak, right? So you just have special foods, but you don't overdo it. Similar, a person can minimize on his sleep more than the usual if the point is he wants to take advantage of the time that he has to do avodas Hashem, and he gets a lot of joy out of doing that. Now, okay, here's an interesting thing. Let's say a person's eating his meal, and towards the end he vomits everything up. And it was for a side reason, not because he's physically unwell. It's not because he has a stomach flu. For whatever reason, he made a bad combination of foods. Well, he's got to eat to fulfill the mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos properly, because there's no Oinig Shabbos there. Wow. And you should know that even if, because of someone's health, for whatever reasons, he's not able to eat except a little bit, still in all, he should feel before him, he should prepare the food in a nice way, because it's not covered Shabbos to just put out a little bit of food. So even if you can't eat a lot of food, but you put out a lot of food, you make a lot of food to show that it's something special. All right, we'll stop at this point.